Republican Governor Charlie Baker and Democratic challenger Jay Gonzalez had a final contentious debate Thursday night as the Massachusetts election campaign draws to a close. Trailing badly in the public opinion polls, Gonzalez attacked Baker for, quote, blindly supporting a slate of Republican candidates in Massachusetts that includes outspoken supporters of President Trump. The incumbent punched back and accused the challenger of, quote, being dishonest with voters about paying for his many campaign promises. In one tense exchange, Gonzalez called on Baker to defend his endorsement of the Republican ticket that includes Jeff Deal, the GOP nominee for U.S. Senate, and Attorney General candidate Jay McMahon.
This isn't a race for Attorney General. It's not a race for the U.S. Senate. It's a race for governor. And I'll put my track record on these issues up against anybody.
This is important. It is a race for governor. I know that. But you just have proved my point, Governor. You don't think it matters. And we've got a president right now who is threatening our values, who is taking this country backwards, who's threatening our democracy. And you are putting loyalty to the Republican Party above your commitment to these values.
Governor Baker,
and 15th. I think it matters.
The candidates were asked to use three words to describe President Trump. Gonzalez responded first.
Hateful, racist, un-American.
Governor Baker, three words.
Only three. Outrageous, disgraceful, and a divider.
Held at the studios of WCVB-TV in Needham and moderated by Maria Stefanos of WCVB and Bob Oakes of WBUR, this was the last of three broadcast debates Baker and Gonzalez participated in. As in the earlier debates, Baker sought to demonstrate his bipartisan bona fides. He said his administration had worked successfully with local officials, many of whom are Democrats. He pointed to working with Attorney General Maura Healey on a lawsuit against a pharmaceutical company over the opioid crisis. Gonzalez frequently returned to a familiar mantra of his campaign, that Baker has not moved fast enough to fix the state's mass transit infrastructure. He promised to deliver on favorite progressive causes, including universal preschool, debt-free higher public education, and single-payer health care.
I will have a sense of urgency around this. I have a plan to raise $3 billion from the wealthy to invest in transportation and education. And I've been very open and honest about the fact that we need to do that and treat this with a sense of urgency.
Baker defended his record and accused Gonzalez of making promises he can't keep.
All right, speed
round. So he spent that $1 billion five times since this debate started. He spent it three times in transportation. He just spent it again in early childhood ed. He'll spend it later on K through 12 education. It's dishonest to stand here in front of the voters, say you're going to be bold, and then talk about initiatives that cost billions of dollars that you don't have the dollars to pay for.
Gonzalez said he'll raise $1 billion a year by taxing the endowments of the state's wealthiest private colleges. The tone of the final debate continued right to the end when the candidates were asked to describe their opponent in three words. Gonzalez answered first.
Status quo governor.
Smart, ambitious, and public servant.
Friday was the final day of the two-week early voting period in Massachusetts. Election day is Tuesday, November 6th. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.